You are listening to Metro.
Excuse me, we were having a conversation.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Finish up and then I'll jump in. Go ahead. So, gentlemen, you two were both here in Philly, like, it was either last week or the week before, and I feel like I'm the only person you didn't talk to in this town.
I don't like to.
I blame you for that.
I blame myself for it, too, and that's why we're talking to you this morning. Mark Paul Gosselaar and Brecken Meyer. The show is Franklin and Bash. It's on Wednesdays at 9 on TNT. How are you guys this morning?
Doing well. How are you?
Very good. Now, Mark, I don't often bring up old interviews because I don't remember most of the people that I've talked to over the years. I doubt you do. But the last time I talked to you, I actually played Friends Forever for you on the guitar. I don't know if you remember that or not.
I do remember that, yep.
It was a very awkward scene. There was, Brecken, there was a room full of girls that were in love with Mark Paul, and I did one of the worst renditions of Friends Forever ever on the guitar.
That is not true. I thought you did a very nice job. I actually, you know, when I did the Fallon show and I played Friends Forever with them, I actually referred back to your interview. It was on YouTube.
You mentioned it on Fallon?
That I did not.
No. See, thanks. Brecken, if I knew how to play Rollin' with the Homies, I would do the same for you.
Oh, then I think we both win that you don't.
It's very true. You guys are all over the place together. They're calling it the new bromance because you guys have this show together. Franklin and Bash, which is kind of like Turner and Hooch, but they're lawyers, and I don't think there's a dog involved. But you guys do work for a law firm, and it's you guys and Malcolm McDowell and a bunch of other people being kind of out-of-the-box lawyers, if you will.
They are a bit of a renegade. They're kind of ambulance chasers who get brought in by a highfalutin law firm, and they shake up the stuffy corporate law firm that Malcolm's got.
Now, let me ask you, I mean, Anthony Weiner is the biggest story right now, which I bring up just because it's fun to say Weiner.
It is.
And if they go through and they were to do this ethics investigation, which they're discussing right now, what would Franklin and Bash do to advise Anthony Weiner?
Oh, wow.
High five.
just a real general high, a billable high five all around.
Is there ever a good reason to send a picture of yourself to a girl? I think that's something that kind of works one way as far as pictures are concerned.
I completely agree with you.
Because seriously, I mean, a shirtless picture of yourself, I really don't know what it does for her, and it could only cause bad things for you.
Yeah, a shirtless picture, and also just any picture you're taking from the bird's eye view of your junk. Seems like a bad idea.
Well, I had said that the junk in general, it's not a pretty thing. I don't know why anyone would share that. That doesn't come from any thoughts of my own shortcomings. That's just, it looks ridiculous. Why would you want to take pictures of it?
Yeah, no, it's Star Wars-like. It's like an alien in the canteen. It just doesn't look right.
So are you guys having fun with the Franklin and Bash stuff? Because you guys really do go on a lot of stuff together and have been all over the place, I know, doing the media tour.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't suck that we like each other and that we enjoy being around each other, especially because we have to spend so much time in the same room together.
Did you guys know each other before this?
No, we'd met, like, briefly. We knew of each other more than we knew each other.
So do you feel like you're learning about each other and evolving your relationship as time goes by?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mark Paul, what's your favorite thing about Brecken?
I like his skin.
And Brecken, for you and Mark?
Oh, I think it starts with his smell, his musk.
Yes, you two are quite a pair. I thought it would be interesting because, look, I mean, you guys both have big highlights throughout your career. I mean, Saved by the Bell is what it is. And for as much attention as Saved by the Bell gets for you two, Clueless is just as much of a definer of a generation as Saved by the Bell was, as far as I'm concerned.
I definitely hold Clueless in high regard as far as the stuff I've done.
So I figured I'd ask you how well you actually know each other and know each other's careers. Brecken, I'll go to you first. You know, many people do know Mark as Zach Morris, but do you know in which TV movie Mark played Jason Johnson, a man who falls in love with a Bahrainian princess and sneaks her into the country? It was based on a true story.
Oh, God, I do. I remember the picture of it, but
you know what? I don't even remember that. I remember
it very well. I don't know what it was called, but it was like Mother May I Sleep with Danger, but it wasn't. But it was. I do absolutely remember it.
It's actually The Princess and the Marine.
No, that's what I meant. Mother, may I sleep with the princess and the marine.
Right, no. Sorry I cut you off on that one. Now, Mark, Brecken Meyer reprised his role as John Arbuckle in the Garfield sequel. What was the name of that movie?
Did you just say reprised his
Say that. Ask that question again.
So they made
it was Garfield 2.
They made more than one Garfield movie, and he was
Garfield 2.
Yeah, but what's the title of it? There's an official title.
Yes, there is.
Brecken knows.
Oh, Garfield 2. Who gives a?
Mark, that's a piece of Americana. I would suggest you don't speak ill of Garfield 2, A Tale of Two Kitties.
I think it was Garfield 2, Sex and the Kitty.
Well, Franklin and Bash, it is on Wednesdays at 9 on TNT. Mark Paul Gosselaar and Brecken Meyer with us. Does Malcolm McDowell just scare the hell out of you guys when you go to work?
Absolutely.
He's a creepy guy, is he not?
He's unbelievable. He's kind of everything we've been saying. He's everything you want Malcolm McDowell to be. He's scary. He's funny. He's sweet. He's terrifying.
Franklin and Bash, Wednesdays at 9 on TNT. Guys, I'll let you get back to your conversation. Thank you for taking a few moments. We do appreciate it.
Thanks, man.
All right, guys. Later.
Take care.